Morning again, Boo. Back home. Just wanted to give a shout out, really, to Moo. I've just had another set of cards come through this morning, but there is a 15% off your first order by entering a code, which is DDZUWQ, but that excludes shipping. I've also just noticed online that 3.co.uk are offering their mobile broadband offering for £15 a month. You can get 5 gig for a 1 month contract, and then directly underneath that, in shady look what you can get fashion, is you can get 15 gig a month for £15, which is an awesome deal, but you have to have a 24 month contract. Just let me say, if you're listening to this or you're thinking about getting mobile broadband, steer clear of getting contracts. I don't know why they're allowed to get away with this, really. Technology moves on so quickly nowadays. Entering into a contract for 24 months, for 2 years, for a piece of technology which will be changed completely in 3 months' time, maybe to 4G or to WiMAX, there will be no upgrade path. You will not be able to get through to 3 and say, you know, give me an upgrade, do this, because they don't care. All they care about, as most mobile phone companies can aspire to, is people count. They just care about the amount of people that they have on their service, so that they can, you know, go out and buy a new suit at the end of the month and look really cool in a business meeting, that they've got X amount of clientele base that they've managed to harvest out there from us numbers in the field. So don't do it. I mean, it sounds great. 15 gig, awesome. Ammo box, awesome. Having a 15 gig mobile pen in the box is great, but you've got to work out the cost of it. So I mean, £15 a month, so you're looking at what, £150, £180 a year, so you're looking at £360 for the 2 years. Now work out how much gigabytes you're going to get for that, and work out probably in 6 months time that technology is going to be out of date. Okay, you're going to have the bandwidth, you're going to be able to upload and download, but the 4G network is going to be a lot more, well, one, it's going to be smokingly more faster than that. It'll probably be more reliable. And to be honest with you, for an ammo box, for actually streaming video, uploading video, it's probably better to wait for the WiMAX. Talking about WiMAX, talking about 4G, leading on very nicely. Cradlepoint are, I don't know why they're doing this, but Cradlepoint are having a new firmware version for their PHS 300, which is one I've got, and which also they're sponsoring us for the ammo box project for the first 10 boxes. Now, for some reason, there is, I don't know if it's a physical hardware change or if it's a firmware that they have to do something, I don't know how it works, but there is a version 2 of the PH300 coming out, and they've got some kind of rebate system set up where you buy the brand new one, you send back your old one, and they send you back $75 rebate thing. Now, I'm hoping, praying, and I'm going to have to get in touch with Cradlepoint about this, that the versions they're sending us are the latest versions. But the latest versions will support out-of-the-box 4G WiMAX networks. So that's a really positive, you know, like, breakthrough. There's a lot of these MiFi, Wi-Fi things that are floating about, you know, where people think, and there's a little bit of confusion, I think, that people think they're so different from Wi-Fi that they're going to be like the ultimate silver bullet to get you on from anywhere, which I don't think is going to be the case. So do check that if you're the sort of professional in the field who's going to be using WiMAX 4G, that your device has an upgrade path, has a firmware upgrade path. I'm just totally stoked that Cradlepoint have, and it makes me feel like I've actually made the right choice in using their thing, using their hardware. In South by Southwest, it was flawless. And I'm not just bigging it up because they're sponsoring and stuff. It was flawless. The only thing that let us down was the actual EVDO card got too hot, because I ran it all inside the bag. I ran the EVDO card, I ran the Tekion 3450i lithium polymer battery, and the Cradlepoint PH300. Yes, the PH300 was hot. Yes, the Tekion was hot. The adapter for the actual EVDO card was boiling hot. So it's not designed to be inside a bag. And for next time that I actually go out and put a a mobile hotspot in a bag. I'm going to have that hanging outside in some sort of webbing on the outside so you can get a lot of cold air to it. But yeah, the point of all this was really is always check upgrade paths when it's coming to mobile hardware, because it's rapidly changing in the marketplace. And for God's sake, don't take any 12 months, 24 months contracts. The more that people buy these contracts, the more they'll keep on getting away with it. That's it. I'm going to get a coffee and crack on with some work. By the way, my head is feeling so much better. This nasal X or whatever it's called, nasal X, what is it? It's a Momentoson Ferrato, which sounds like some kind of nightclub in Dubai. But I don't care because it's wicked and it's clearing my head up. And getting me a little bit high at the same time, I think. Anyway, have a good day wherever you are. Everything is upbeat and positive here. And I hope that's coming across. Spreading the love.